This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Worldly things, values, goals, pleasures, relationships. Why are those things in that list I just read, why are they such common distractions for men?
Well, you and I as men were created, as I've already said, to aspire, to lead, to influence. We were not created to be sedated. We were not created to be numb. And so it's within our constitution to pursue. And in the depravity of man that came as a result of Adam's sin, and that depravity that then spreads to all men, what happens with our aspirations and our desires is that they are corrupted. And so we were created to have powerful affections. We were created to admire. We were created to prioritize. We were created to seek satisfaction. We were created to fixate. Now, with the corruption of sin, all of those things have been twisted and maligned. And either we do those things today, focused perhaps on the right objects, but for wrong motives, or even worse, is that we completely fixate and adore and prioritize the wrong objects. Our motives and the objects of our pursuits are all corrupt. And the reason why men find these things as such common distractions is that they realize in themselves that they were created to have these affections and admirations and prioritizations, and they're searching for things upon which to place this focus, this fixation. The problem is, in our sin, we place it on the wrong things, or even if for some reason we're convinced to place it on the right things, we'll have the wrong motivations in why we fixate on those things. And then it just becomes the distraction of our life, the great testimony to our sin. And that's, first of all, why salvation is needed. Salvation is defined so much in terms of a giving of a new mind, of regeneration, the new life of illumination, being able to see afresh, anew, and to think correctly. And then as we grow in our Christian faith, progress in Christian growth is so often defined as a transformation or renewal in those very areas. And it takes us right back to what you were alluding to there in Romans chapter 12, where Paul says in verses 1 and 2, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God," and that refers to chapters 1 through 11 and all those great doctrinal statements and instruction. He says, "I urge you by these things to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." And then verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world." There's our propensity. That's what marked us in our unsaved lives. And that even remains a problem for the saved man, conformity to the world. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.